You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. The holidays are just around the corner, which means it's time to start thinking about the meals we'll be sharing with our families and friends. USU Extension's Teresa Hunsaker joins me to talk about ways we can cut back on our costs this season. Thanks for joining me, Teresa.
Nice to be here.
So what are some shopping tips you have for our listeners?
Oh, you know, one of the very first things I think is important as a reminder is to make a list, have a plan. What are some things that you can cut back on? I don't have to have three vegetable dishes, for example. We always have corn and roasted Brussels sprouts and that famous creamy bean casserole. Then maybe we can cut some of those vegetables out. Maybe I cut the corn out, that type of thing. Another thing as I'm making my list is to shop by my own pantry first. What do I already have on hand? Do I happen to have an extra can of pumpkin still left over that I got earlier in the season or even last year? It's still good. Or some cranberry sauce, that type of thing. So shop at home in the pantries and in the fruit room and things like that with what you already have on hand. That's going to be a way to definitely make an adjustment in the price. Another thing too is to watch the sales and the promotions, because this is the time of year when we are seeing promotions. You know, it's interesting, across this country, we are worried about the rising food costs, inflation in general right now. But they're predicting that the average family for Thanksgiving and their holiday meals overall will have about a 25% to 30% increase in the cost. So that means for every $100 that I normally would have spent maybe last year, I'm now at $125, $130.
And so we went shopping and now we're getting ready to prepare for these different meals. What advice or tips do you have for our listeners that are at this point?
One of the very first things that I would do as far as the preparation is, if you have guests that are coming, can you assign them to bring things? Most people do, but be sure to share some of the financial load as well as the preparation load by having guests bring. Just even one dish will make a difference for you. Another thing is to know the difference in cost, time, and effort between making something from scratch and buying it already prepared, or at least a mix or something like that.
And what are some general words of advice do you have for people getting ready for the holidays, especially during these times?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, set your budget to kind of look at sales and promotions, as we've already mentioned, but maybe even think outside the box. Also consider what other costs you have. I think another thing is to simplify. Just sit back and enjoy the holidays, enjoy being together. And by having a plan, you can do that.
All right. USU Extension's Teresa Hunsaker, thanks for joining me today.
You are welcome. Nice to be here.
Yes. And be sure to tune in next week for more USU Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.